I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalms 27:13 is today's scripture.
Pierce, Lord, because you've promised, I can have confidence in your goodness. You lead my feet into the green pastures. You lead my heart into your joy and gladness. You are the glorious Lord of my heart, the reviver of my love and my life. Amen.
Hey, think about it. Have you seen the goodness of the Lord in your life? We just passed through the Christmas season recently. Did you see the goodness of the Lord in your life? Did you give it back to the world?
Today's action. On your knees today, praise God and ask Him for personal revival in your life and thank Him for His goodness. Today's treasure is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 4, verse 4. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
You know, we're told by the Bible that he who is faithful with little will be given much. Do you see the goodness of the Lord in your life? Maybe if you don't, you should look around. Have you given much, or have you given little? The Lord loves a cheerful giver. And I'm not just talking your tithes or offerings. I'm talking of your time. I'm talking of the glass of water for the thirsty person. I'm talking of a coat for a man that's cold in the wintertime. I'm talking for a meal. Have you given much? Because you cannot expect to see the overflowing goodness of the Lord in your life and in the land of the living if you, my friend, are walking among the dead.